And you're listening to The High Spot, NXT Post Edition, Jeff. We've just come back from NXT. It's literally the wee hours of the morning on Sunday. What an event. I mean, if this is anything to how WrestleMania weekend has to live itself up to, I wouldn't want to be, one, the Hall of Fame, nor would I want to be WrestleMania in general, or Raw. They have no way, by any means, can live up to what we saw tonight.
The stars of NXT just said, take that, WWE at WrestleMania. And I wanted to get on the podcast right now and come on and just say, what an event. I mean, we took a little bit to re-energize our voices, but at the end of the day, Brian, what can you say? Just left such an impressive mark. Speechless, emotionally spent. You had, without a doubt, maybe 4 out of 5 main event caliber matches.
I mean, we're not going to break down the matches for you. I mean, they speak for themselves. We thought the match that was going to steal the show or get the crowd more amped up than anything was going to be Sami Zayn again with the debut of Shinsuke Nakamura. And that match didn't only just deliver, but it left, I feel, the entire crowd exhausted. It left me speechless. I mean, I was in it from the very beginning to the very end, and what a debut for Shinsuke Nakamura. From there, you think there'd be a buffer? No, it goes right into Bayley and Asuka for the NXT Women's Championship. And then if you weren't even more exhausted, they were going to put the nail in the proverbial coffin and ended it with the NXT Championship, Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor. There's not one bad thing I could say for all those three matches lined up.
You know, you got to look back, and everyone compares to TakeOver Brooklyn, and that's standard bearer, you know, and every other takeover, you know, people rated against that, and they're like, well, it fell short, you know. But you can either say this was the best takeover or the second to best takeover. And in my mind, everyone delivered. Yes, Shinsuke Nakamura made his debut, and that was amazing. The reception that he got, just showing you how smart the NXT universe is. And then Sami Zayn in what looks like his farewell match delivered that kind of match. I mean, unbelievable. Unless I forget, the NXT Tag Team Championships
were on the line.
What a way to open it up, man.
Team Alpha versus The Revival. That's, to me, what I've spoken to you time and time again about what tag team wrestling should be.
The chemistry's there. The psychology's there. Just amazing job by both teams.
And if you look at both teams in general, I mean, The Revival reminded me of the Brain Busters, and Team Alpha is basically
Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin.
People can be offended by it, but I think the better version, people say version 2, right, better than the original. You know, no offense to Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, but these two, Chad Gable and
Jason Jordan.
I always thought Jordan was his first name. These guys are unbelievable together, have tremendous chemistry, and it's kind of the funny things, right? Sometimes the greatest tag teams or the proverbial greatest tag teams come from just putting guys together when you have no other idea, and for those guys to buy into as well, and just a great way to kick it off. There's not one bad thing that I could say about this event, and I don't want to repeat myself because I'm being repetitive here, but man, what a way to kick off WrestleMania weekend. And you would hate to be the main roster, quote-unquote, guys, because to follow that up would be unbelievable. If you would extend that to me, and Jeff and I spoke about this, and I especially mentioned it to Jeff as we were walking back on a beautiful Dallas crisp night.
How beautiful is the Dallas gorgeous night here in Dallas, Texas?
Gorgeous. You get lost in it. I mean, even though we were emotionally drained after it, you walk out there, you see the beautiful lights, the beautiful city, which is Dallas, Texas, and you can't help but feel re-energized from it. And everybody else, obviously, in good spirits from what a great card. But you put that, you bring back Kevin Owens, Adrian Neville, Tyler Breeze, give me all the originals back from the WWE roster, put them on this card, a healthy Hideo Itami. Man, my God, what a card you could build for WrestleMania, and everybody would go to see it, not just the diehards. You don't have to be a diehard to buy into these storylines, to buy into the way that you and I always talked about, especially the card coming up on WrestleMania on April 3rd. You buy into it because it's believable. The storylines make sense. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated, overthink it. Good guy, bad guy. Why are these guys fighting?
Listening to the fans outside and just the reaction and just the way they were emotionally invested into every character and every storyline, it was just amazing. And again, where do you start? I mean, yes, American Alpha becoming the new tag team champions, and of course the fan favorites. Then of course Nakamura makes a stellar debut, and I can't get that song out of my head now. It's even my new favorite theme song. Sami Zayn gave us a strong effort. Then of course Finn Balor, Samoa Joe just beat each other to a bloody pulp. And
which is what you expect.
Here's my question to you: how did you feel about them with the stoppages, with the blood for Samoa Joe? I was telling you before, you know what? Yes, it's PG, and they were saying, you know, FPG and all that thing, and all that sort of thing. But here's my thing: it kind of looks legitimate, though. Like in any boxing or UFC bout or anything like that, yes, they do have rounds and where they take care of it. But you know what? To me, it adds a little bit more legitimacy to the event. And I don't care about the old-fashioned people saying, "Oh, I want to see blood." You know what? Get over it. It's the new era. This is what it is. And to me, it just makes it more legitimate if you have something like this where medical staff is actually, you know, taking care of the cut.
I mean, I see your point when you say legitimacy, but at the same time, for those fans, you say get over it. I mean, you want to see action. That's what you pay to see.
I get it.
I don't pay
it.
to see, you know, 3 or 4 moves and then stop it every single time. I mean, with boxing and, you know, mixed martial arts, yeah, you do have that feeling of legitimacy. They're taking the time to look at a cut. But here's the thing. If the cut was that bad, I don't know how anybody, especially Triple H himself, who was back there with Vince and everything, and not to mention that Stephanie McMahon and Linda McMahon, the whole McMahon family is basically at ringside watching.
With Shane's kids, by the way.
Yes, Shane's kids. I don't see how you could really stop this match. So I don't think I ever had fear that the match was going to get called and was not going to be continued. But at the same time, too, from a fan standpoint, you're worried about, okay, momentum's not building up, because you looked at the pace that Bayley and Asuka put on. You saw what Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn did. You didn't want this main event, which was supposed to be your ultimate selling card for this NXT TakeOver event, to lose its momentum or to lose any interest, because at the same time, the crowd was so emotionally invested in every other match prior to that as well, that you wouldn't want them to be like, you know what, this is getting too boring, too stale. It was going to be crickets out there. Not that it was going to happen, but you worried about that, especially I did. So I see your point of it, but at the same time, I don't want it to happen.
Not to mention that you had all those matches, but sprinkle in the people at ringside. Yes, it was nice to reminisce with Scott Hall and X-Pac in ringside, but what about Kota Ibushi's appearance and also Bobby Roode? What do you got to say about that? Just when you don't think TakeOver can get any better, you see that those two guys could possibly be in an NXT ring in the future. How great was that?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of if, but it's a matter of when they're going to be. Now, rumors were circulating, that mere fact, I'll stick to Bobby Roode for a second here, that, you know, maybe the WWE wasn't even looking at him. They're more concerned with Eric Young, who Eric Young and Bobby Roode are obviously free agents. We don't know if they have officially signed or if Bobby Roode signed. He's out there, and the crowd obviously knew who he was. So I guess maybe it was a test to see if the crowd could recognize him. I mean, they recognized James Storm. These are people that know what's going on. I mean, hey, you brought in Shinsuke Nakamura, and you know, and they absolutely loved him. Why wouldn't they recognize Bobby Roode? Just great anticipation to plant the little seeds of interest for all of us, which will lead into theoretically the following new year of professional wrestling, which the new year's Super Bowl, whatever you want to call it, WrestleMania. So a lot of great storylines here. Looking forward to NXT, and this is the same thing I've been talking to you about before, which maybe you've mentioned it or not, but with all this talent you're getting now, with all these signings that you're getting, it would be clear to me to make sense that NXT will start eventually moving to a 2-hour show. It has to.
Well, you know, we can talk about that in the future where there'll be a 2-hour show.
But saying, just anticipate all this talent you're seeing around it. There's no way you can fill all this talent.
What I'm anticipating is a lot of organizations like New Japan and Ring of Honor, you know, they better lock these guys up, because, you know, WWE is in their talent invading mode, and, you know, they're looking to get the top free agents, the top prizes around internationally now, which is great. And I think you got to thank Triple H for that, because his scouting and William Regal, you know, they're looking around the globe now, not just independents and in Japan. And again, Nakamura, man, just that match alone could have ended it there, and that's it. And then,
well, all these other promotions you're talking about, like New Japan Wrestling, you know, places in Mexico, places in Germany, places all over the world, like you say, that the WWE is looking for talent with William Regal, Triple H, and all the scouts they have. it's great in the sense that, wow, you're getting the best of the best. But at the same time, I wouldn't worry too much because I think, theoretically, it's not the same level of a Vince McMahon where he comes and kind of invades the pool. But I think places like New Japan, just to stretch out as an example, have great ways of, you know, establishing young stars. And, you know, theoretically, how NXT is the, you know, supposed developmental league. I mean, the independents right now is circling with talent. So although you're actually taking stars away from places like that, who knows where the potential is theoretically still in the independent market, where now these people, these unknowns we don't know about, now have more opportunities because those spots have opened up for them.
So I'm sure in the future we'll find out whether Bobby Roode, what his future will be. And of course, again, it's just great to be an NXT fan now. And
it's great, you know, to be a wrestling fan in general, if, Jeff,
if,
I feel.
If anything was more evident than tonight to show that the future is bright just for wrestling in general. You know, you get the WWE and of course you get WrestleMania and you hope there's a few surprises. But, you know, top to bottom, NXT was just more than anyone could ask for.
Yes, you had high expectations. I know I did. I'm sure everybody else, including yourself, did too. And those expectations were not only met, they were destroyed. They went above and beyond. If you had a glass ceiling, it shattered the glass ceiling. The roof came off that place. And what better crowd than a wrestling crowd to chant remarks like, this is wrestling, this is why we love it, NXT. And you know what? In closing, if we're going to close it right now, you know, if Vince McMahon was back there, he better have listened and unplugged those ears, because you know what? You put this anywhere, it sells. You put it in any market, it's going to make money. It isn't just a traveling market like he, like supposedly, I can't say he has said it, but supposedly he said, this place is gold. And it's not a developmental, it's a brand. And honestly, it can run on its own. And if I'm anybody on the main roster, not the ones that, you know, I obviously love, I'm worried. It's never going to overtake WWE, but at the same time, this thing is growing to a giant. And before you know it, who knows what's going to happen to it, because fans will revolt. Not enough to revolt against WWE because it's under the WWE brand, but man, NXT is an entity of itself, and it's not going away anytime soon. It's only getting bigger and better, and you only hope it falls into the right hands, because if it falls under Vince McMahon's hands, he's going to just bury it, because you know what? He had no part in creating these stars. Kudos to Triple H and his staff, but honestly, NXT is money, Vince. Get it through your skull. These guys are the next stars. It's not what you anticipate stars to be. The fans have chosen who they want. Just give it to them.
Yeah, I know. Open your eyes and be more aware. And yeah, you know, you do what's best for business. You do try to listen to the fans. But, you know, just your touch, your reality on what you think a superstar, which superstar can make money or not. You know, you need to open your eyes, Vince, because open them wide open. Because if anything, all these NXT stars have done is just open everyone's eyes even wider. And it's
we
just
like
great.
To think Vince
it's
is
just
a smart
great compliment.
Guy.
It's a great compliment. I know, you know, you hear stories in the news and you'd like to think Vince is a smarter businessman like that to say some nasty things about NXT, and maybe, you know, someone leaked it out. Maybe, again, you know, my issues with Kevin Dunn, it's not his baby, it's not his toy, so he's gonna talk, you know, shit, crap about it. And the thing is, hey, listen, you know, I was bothering you earlier today about
being
emotionally spent, but you know what? I'm emotionally spent right now because what I just witnessed, man, I'm gonna have to get over it, and I'm gonna have to like reboot, re-energize, because that was great out there, man. They left it all out on the line, you know, Samoa Joe, you know, and how funny is it watching Stephanie McMahon cringe when they're saying fuck PG, let them fight when Samoa Joe is bleeding.
Well, you know, we talk about Vince being a smart guy. We like to hope he's a smart guy. Stephanie knows it's true. She knows that that's the way all fans in general feel like. They want it back to theoretically the way it was. You can't live backwards. I get it. But at the same time, they're a publicly owned company. They have a lot different more obligations than obviously appealing to us as a type of audience. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's emotionally exhausting. It's frustrating at times, especially in those types of situations. But at the end of the day, it's somewhat of a revival, no pun intended, to the actual revival in NXT. But because for me, as exhausting as the event was in a good way, it gives me more innovation and gives me more hope that the future has a lot more to offer. And also for you and me too, we talk about professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you guys want to call it. But at the same time, it gives me more motivation to say, wow, this is the reason. If you're a fan of just professional wrestling or sports entertainment, and you watch a show like NXT TakeOver on the network, and you want to rewatch it again, this is the reason why we love what we love and why we live vicariously through these guys. We love it so much, and that was the perfect reason. If you want to know why people are so into it, watch NXT, and you'll find out why.
Brian, obviously very passionate, really left an impact on you, left an impact on me. And before we wrap it up here, very, very long first day with all the activities with Access and NXT TakeOver, which has left us wow.
And the funny thing is, it's not even close to being done yet. It'll go by fast, but right now, it's still not yet to
Hall
close
of Fame,
to being done.
Hall of Fame to come, one more Access stop, and then, of course, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania, with a sprinkle of Monday Night Raw, too. So, still tons to do. Looking forward to tomorrow, well, later on, the Rob Schamberger interview, as well as just wrapping all things up. But listen, we had to get on today. Had to just talk about how great NXT was. And again, you know, Sami Zayn, what a great send-off that was. Just so much to talk about. And Asuka, how about Asuka, man, winning the championship from Bayley, which is a little bit of a shocker, too. Real quick on that, you know, good for Asuka. And again, just a very entertaining match. Back-to-back-to-back matches where you were just left like, man, I need a chance to gather myself. But, you know, how about Asuka winning the matchup against Bayley, becoming the new women's champion? Just shows you how great that division is.
It shows you she's a force to be reckoned with. Who knows if this is Bayley's last go-around? I think there will be a rematch. I think her move to the main roster, quote-unquote, will happen sooner than later, as Bayley might have expected it said in recent interviews. Asuka, what can you say? She's transcended beautifully, which is, you know, what I spoke to you during the event was, you know, it's not about where you come from. You know, Asuka barely ever talks on the microphone, but she's believable enough. She speaks enough.
Her facial expressions, you know, say it all for her now. And when she gets the English going, she'll just be like just even better.
Yeah, that even so, and that's probably something that'll hold her back. But again, you know, she has the good thing is she has some time on her hands to work it. She's believable. She's a legit badass in a way, and they did it in a way in which Bayley showed her toughness as well. And I think it's got a makings of a great rematch, a great NXT TakeOver rematch. And it makes it clear right now, not just in the WWE, but the women's division is a force to be reckoned with, and something that the fans have been asking for a lot. I know you and I have been asking for it too. I mean, we enjoyed the pillow fights, the bra and panties matches, but enough was enough. We want to see the key word in all this is legitimacy, and you see it in the women's division.
And it starts also too with in WWE, the introduction maybe of the women's division once again in a new championship,
maybe.
And get rid of that crappy word divas, and finally
all eras come to an end.
Finally end that crap era that was the divas era.
Yes, and with that being said, you know, at the end of one era and the beginning of a new one, and I think we're fortunate, Jeff, you and I, which we're doing here on the High Spot Podcast, which you can catch us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast, to be able to talk about this and be part of the dawning of a new era, not just with the show, but obviously with things like the women's division, NXT. And the sad thing about all this, and theoretically in a way, and the only downside of this show that I could find, was the fact that a guy that I have so much respect for in Austin Aries couldn't get any crowd reaction because, unfortunately, nothing against Baron Corbett, I don't know him personally, but just a sloppy match.
Yeah,
and two,
the styles
had no chemistry
didn't go.
One
just
bit.
Didn't go.
And this should have been a homecoming in the way for guys talented as Austin Aries. I like to hope in the near future he separates himself from Corbett. He moves on to something else because he really needs to be another star that people need to pay attention to.
I know, man. Austin Aries, and he gets lost in the shuffle after everything. Austin Aries is
that roster is.
Austin Aries is in NXT. How great is that? But again, you had a great matchup. New tag team champions, American Alpha. Congratulations to them.
Asuka,
a little bit of a shocker, beats Bayley for the NXT Women's Championship, and Finn Balor retains his NXT Heavyweight Championship against Samoa Joe in what a lot of people could say was just, as JR would say, a slobber knocker. And good to see JR in the audience too. Cost Saving Man greeting him, saying hello. So, you know, it's good to see. And on that note, Brian, any final thoughts on NXT before we put a close on this one?
It was beyond a shadow of a doubt it set the bar. It basically set the bar, and anything that follows that now is high expectations for everybody else. And you know what? I know NXT, the roster NXT, they're young, they're hungry. Well, not necessarily young, but they're hungry. They're willing to set the bar even higher. You know what? WWE, pick up your game because you're lacking sorely.
Is it better than Brooklyn?
Yes, I think it's better than
Brooklyn. Really?
Yes.
I have to think
really
about
do.
That overnight. And think
I mean,
about
it's hard
it.
To compare it with, you know, Sasha and Bayley, but at the same time, in terms of the energy of the crowd, these were less matches, I think, than Brooklyn, but at the same time, it left you with even more excitement and more hope for the future. But I think that's what's supposed to be. The next NXT TakeOver should be better than the other one. If we compare them, then, you know, that's a different debate for another show.
Well, no, just because Brooklyn was, you know, is a standard bearer. It's still the standard bearer. And I just wanted to see if, you know, where this one ranked up. And again, I would give
this one's a little bit more fresh in our
minds.
Yeah,
I would give, that's but, why. You know, but we were there for both of them. So, I, you know, they all have a special place. This one, of course, is the most current one. So it's going to have, resounding more effect on us. But man, I would give this one 4 stars out of four. And again, man, what else can you say? The only left impression is, wow, top that WrestleMania this Sunday. We'll see if they can.
We'll see if they can, and we'll see you, and we'll talk to you guys as the days go by here in WrestleMania weekend, or the High Spot WrestleMania edition, and also when we get back to when it's all over, doing our normal podcast too, which we enjoy doing. It's all for the fans. It's all for us too. Selfishly, we're greedy that way. You guys have been listening to the High Spot Podcast with my tag team partner, Jeff Martin. I'm Brian Berg. Again, catch us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast for all updates in entertainment and sports entertainment as well. Jeff, looking forward to the rest of the week.
I know, Hall of Fame coming up, so lots more to do. Unexpected NXT review show here out of the blue from the beautiful Marriott Hotel in Dallas, Texas. But again, had to do it because NXT was that damn good.
For Jeff Martin, I'm Brian Berger. We'll catch you guys later.
Later.